Boker Tov, good morning. We're continuing today's daf is daf Samech Tet. We left off at the top of Samech Chet Amud Bet 68b. Today's class should be for the Refuah Shalema Walachalim. Wichladam Chemda, Barachama Chanutan, and the Melchon Kamen of Class, Rabban Munir, Shalom Mazarat, David Marachel, Yafaba, the Barab, Rifkab, the Hibri of Kabbalah, the Serf, and the Serf, and the Amish and Hana, Yafaba, the Miriam, Yavid, the Manifa, Hayas, and the Hibri of Hana, Simcha Ben Malka, Miriam, the Hibri of Miriam, Hana, Eliana Banomer, Hosta, Badamar, Sarahana, Giver, the Barahan, Dan, my Serf, Homer, Yakhama, Yaka, the Shavanet, and the Manifa, some of the Miriam, some of the Kanina, some of the Name and Dinas, and Hamad Afra, and the Banaki, the local, and the local, and the Miriam. קבל ישו מנחם החנמה, קבל סרב של מרים סמסי, מנחם דוד, מנחם דוד אריה בן נפקה, אליאנה שרה בת שושנה, שם בן נעמי, להבדיל, לנשמע דוד בן אליהו, בנימין בן יצחק, דל דינה בן אפרים, שמעון וישראל מן עמק המתן, ועז בן אברהם, דינה בת ארנון, תמר ברכה בת אברהם, משה בן רפאל, שרה בת יוסף, להבדיל הרעיון, דבורה בת מרים. Okay, we are on the top of the page on סמך חת עמוד בית, 68b, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the top of the page. We are today's daf is daf Samech Tet. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. About 6 lines from the top on 68b. Habanot, the daughters, bein bagiru ad shelo nisu, or bein nisu ad shelo bagiru. Whether they got, they became bogeret, they became 12 and a half before they got married, or they got married and only afterwards, later on, they became a bogeret. Ibdu mezonatehen. They lose their mezonot, velo ibdu parnasatan. But they don't lose their parnasa, meaning they don't lose their 1/10 of the Samechet Amud Bet 68b. But they don't lose their parnasatan, which Rashi says is referring to the 10th nechasim, the 1/10 of the properties that come from the father's estate. Divrei Rebbe. These are the words of Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Rebbe Shimon says, Af ibdu parnasatan. They even lose their parnasa. Once they get married or they become bogeret, they lose the parnasa. So ketzad hen osot. So what should they do? So socharot lahen ba'alim. They rent out husbands. And umotziin lahen parnasatan. Here Rashi says, sheis uotan ad shelo yibagiru. They rent out these husbands so that they get married to them until they become a until they don't want to become a bogeret before becoming married. And they would find their parnasa through that path, meaning they would be able to make their parnasa like that, and the husbands would exact their, they would get their dowries on their behalf from the heirs of the children of the father, let's say, from her brothers. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Li Huna, Hayilcheta Kerebi. Says the halacha follows the opinion of Rebbe that you lose the mezonot, but you don't lose the parnasa. So Gemara says, "Etivei Ravala Rav Nachman." Rava is a contradiction on Rav Nachman. Yatoma shes yata ima o achea. If an orphan gets married off by her mother or brothers, midata from her own knowledge, v'kadvulam b'mea o b'chamishim zuz, and they wrote for her 100 or 50 zuz in her dowry. Yecholahi mishitagdil lehotzi miyadam masharui leinatena. When she gets older, she can say, "Give me what is owed to me." That's what she has to. That's what she can do. Ta'ama, the reason for that, diktana, is because she was a young girl. Ha gedola, but if she was an adult already, if she was already, Rashi says, gedola kigon ne'ara, if she was already a ne'ara, vitera, she's foregone on her honor. I mean, Rashi says, machla al hashar ve'iv badto, alma, so we see from this, Satan lan tana ka Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The tana is sounding like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that once you get to that point, if she was already a gedola, she loses out on even the parnasa. Rebbe was saying you only lose out on the mezonot, you still have the parnasa. It sounds like from this tana that you even lose out on the parnasa at adulthood. So it sounds not like Rebbe. When it says la kashya, it's not difficult. Ha de mechai, ha de lo mechai. It depends if you protested or not, if she protested. Wait, Rebbe was talking about that you don't lose your parnasa. He was saying when you protest. If you protest, you don't lose the parnasa. What Rebbe Shimon Elazar was saying, if you don't protest, then you would lose it. So Gemara says, Achenami Mistarba, this also makes sense. The imkan, because if you say that, Kashya de Rebbe ad Rebbe. The two opinions of Rebbe are difficult on one another. The Tanya, as the Braita says, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Bat ha-nizonen min ha-achin, if a daughter is being supported from her brothers, notelet isur nechasim, she takes 1/10 of the properties in the estate of the father. Nizonet in, only if she's being supported, she gets the 1/10. She'ina nizonet lo, what? But she's not getting supported, she doesn't get the 10th, and that's obviously not the opinion of Rebbe. Ela lav, shma mina, it must be coming to teach us, It depends if she protested or not. If she protested and said, give me my 1/10, she gets the 1/10. If she didn't, then not. And that would be what the lesson is over here. Amar le Ravina le Rava. Ravina says to Rava, Amar lan Rav Ada bar Ava mishmecha. Rav Ada bar Ava said in your name, Bagera enat zicha limchot. If she became a bogeret, she does not need to protest. Niset, if she got married, enat zicha limchot. She does not need to protest. Bagera, then he said, if she became a bogeret, and then she got married, zircha limchot. She would need to protest in order to get her money, her 1/10. So the Gemara says, Mi amar Rava hachi? Did Rava really say this? Veha etive Rava le Rav Nachman. Rava had a contradiction on the opinion of Rav Nachman. Yatoma, he asked him the question of, we just saw this, he asked him the question of the orphan. And what did Rav Nachman answer him? Veshani le, he answered him, Hadim machay, hadim machay. He answered him saying that one case is talking about he protested, and that's when you get the money. One case is talking about you did not protest. Meaning, if you look at Rashi says, Veshani le, deha de tanik gedola vitera. That which we said, the adult forgoes on her money. Bidilo mechay, that's talking about when she didn't protest. Alma, niset bena arud velo micheta. She got married young, and she didn't protest. Afal pisha ina bogeret, even though she's not a bogeret, vitera, she is foregoing on her honor. Ve'at amar niset, and you're saying that if she got married, einat zircha limchot, she doesn't need to protest. Ve'afilu na'aran, even an adult girl, that doesn't make any sense. Of course she needs to protest. So the Gemara says, la kashya. Ha deka mitzena minayu, ha deloka mitzena minayu. The difference is if she's being supported or not. Right? What Rava was saying, that if she got married during her na'arut age, that she does not need to protest, it means what she's talking about is that she's being supported from the brothers. So she's being supported from the brothers. She doesn't have to be worried. So therefore, she's not going to protest and say, give me my 10%, give me what I'm owed. But in a case where she's not being supported, and then she gets married, and she got older, if she doesn't protest, we can assume that she foregoes on that 10th, and she doesn't want it. That would be the difference. We're towards the bottom of the page on 68b. That was the first part of the daf. And this is the second part. Amar avuna, amar rebi. Parnasa ina ketnai ketubah. That parnasa is not like the conditioning of the ketubah. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Right? To support her is not the condition. So the Gemara says, my ina ketnai ketubah. What does that mean? It's not like the condition of the ketubah. So inema, if you want to say, de'ilu parnasa tarfa mimishavdei, that her parnasa, her 10% of the dowry, she can go and collect it from the brother sold it, the father sold it, her that property, she can go and collect it. She can say, no, this is mine. She can take it from the buyers. V'tnai ketubah, but the conditions from the ketubah, let's say the mezonot, for example, lo tarfa mimishavdei, she can't go and collect it from the buyers. Maybe that's the difference. So the Gemara says, mai kamashmanan. What is it teaching us if that's the case? Ham asim bechol yom. We know we have everyday incidents. Motziin leparnasa, vein motziin lemezonot. That we go and we take back the 10% from people who bought it. But we can't go back and take money back from the people who bought the mezonot. So clearly, that's what we already learned. This you don't need to teach us this all over again. Ve'ela, what's the difference between them? The ilu parnasa gavyan nami mimetal tele. The 10% you can even collect it from movable properties. Whereas v'tnai ketubah, the mezonot and the conditions of the ketubah, mimekarkei gavya, mimeteltelei lo gavya. You can only collect it from karka, from real property, not movable property, and you cannot collect it from movable property. But the Gemara says le'Rebbe, but according to Rebbe, idi ve'idi mikba gavya. According to Rebbe, both mezonot and parnasa, you can collect from movable properties also, from all types of properties. So the Gemara says, the Tanya, the Baraita says, echad nechasim she'esh lahem achrayut, whether it's real property, echad nechasim she'en lahem achrayut, or movable property, motzein lemazon ha'isha, ulbanot, you can take away from the buyers for the mazon, for the support of the girl and the daughters, for the wife and the daughters. Divrei Rebbe, this is where the Rebbe. You see the Rebbe says, in both cases, both for mezonot and for parnasa, you can take it away from the buyers. So why are you saying that parnasa is not like the condition of the ketubah? What does that mean? So ella, my parnasa ena ketnai ketubah. What does that mean? Lechedetanya. It coming to teach us the braita. Ha'omer al yazunu b'ne'otav minichasav. If someone says, do not support my daughters with my, sustain them rather, with my property, ain shomin lo, we don't listen to him. That's for mezonot. But al it parnesu benotav minechasav. If he said, do not provide for them from the dowry from my properties, shom'in lo, we listen to him. Why? Because parnasa is not like the conditioning of the ketubah. Let's see Rashi. The last Rashi, Sha parnasa inna chov alav ketnai ketubah. The conditions of the ketubah is a chov, it's an obligation on the husband. He has to give it. Whereas, ela chov ale yetomim, the parnasa is an obligation on the orphans, not on the father. Whenever the father does not command the orphans to support her, it's on the orphans now to take care of her. It's not on the obligation on the brothers, right? The orphans, yeah. Meaning the orphans of the father, right? Her brothers. So therefore, he's saying if the father says don't give her this parnasa from my dowry, he's fine. He doesn't have to give it to her. That's now on the orphan's job to do it from their estate. So that's not his obligation. Okay, whereas the mezonot is his obligation, he has to make sure to take care of. Okay, talale Rav, we're flipping the amud, le Rebbe beinechite. Rav sent a letter to Rebbe to ask him how he's doing, and he asked a question in between the lines. So, ha'achin sheishibdu mahu. If the brothers, they were mishabed, they either sold their property or they gave collateral of the property, what is the law? What's the deen? So the Gemara says, "Hava yativ Rabbi Chia kamei." Rabbi Chia was sitting in front of him. Amar le macheru o mashkenu. Is it talking about selling or is it talking about giving as a collateral? What does mishabed mean? So Amar le may nafkamina. What's the difference? He asked him. So bein macheru bein shemashkenu motzin le parnasa bein motzin mezonot. Whether it was sold or it was given as a collateral, you can go to the buyers and take it away for the daughter if it's for parnasa, but not for mezonot. So what's the difference about your question? So, Rav, okay, let's ask Rav. Rav, why didn't you word it clearly? If you're asking about a selling of land, they sold the land, what does the daughter get now? You should write sell. If you're asking about a collateral case, then you should write about a case of collateral. So what was he writing? Why did he write Mishabdu? So the Gemara says, Rav Tarvayu Kamibayle. He wanted to ask about both of them. Visavar, he thought, if I only write sold, it would make sense if they responded to me saying that no, you can actually go and take away from the buyers in a case of selling. So I would say, how much more so in a case of collateral that I can go and take away from the buyers? I didn't actually sell it. But if they would have told me that in the case of selling, you can't go and take away from the buyers, so akati I still would not have an answer on the case of collateral. Meaning he wants to figure out how he can ask the question to get both answers in one. And I kativ na le mashkenu, if I would have only wrote the case of collateral, I shalach li de'en motin, if they would have responded that you cannot go and remove from the buyers, kol sheken macheru, how much more so if one sold the property that you can't go and take it away from the buyers. But I shalach li motin, if they would have only wrote that you can go and take it away from the buyers in the case of collateral, akati macheru kamibayli, I still would have a question about the case of sell. And I wouldn't have an answer. So he asked the question in a way that he can get both answers. So echtov le shibdu demash machi umash machi. I'm going to write shibdu so it sounds like both selling and collateral so I can get both my answers. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan says, echad ze ve'echad ze motzi'in, ein motzi'in. You cannot remove in either case, whether it's for parnasa or for mezonot. He says you cannot go to the buyers and take it away from them. So the Gemara asks the question, yibay lehu. The Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, lo shmiya le had Rabbi. Rabbi Yochanan didn't hear this opinion of Rabbi. Ve'ish shmiya le have mekabale. And if he heard the opinion, he would have agreed with him. Odilma shmiya le velo mekabale. Or maybe he heard of the answer and his opinion, and he didn't agree with it. Right? Rabbi was of the opinion you can go and collect from the buyers for parnasan, not from mezonot. That Rabbi Yochanan didn't agree with that. Did he hear it, or he didn't hear this opinion? So Tashma, let's come and see if he heard it. The Itmar was taught. Mi shemet, if someone died, v'yeniach shtei banot, he left two daughters, uben, and one son. V'kadma rishona v'natla isur nechasim. The first daughter jumped, she got married, let's say, and she went and took her first 10% of the estate. V'lo hispika sheniya ligbot, and the second one didn't get to collect her 10%, ad shemet haben, until the son died. So what happens now? Amar Rabbi Yochanan sheniya vitra. The second girl forgoes on that 10%. Why? So Amar Bichanina, Gedulami Zo Amru, greater than that they said, Motziin le Parnasa, Vein Motziin le Mezonot, that we can go and take away from the buyers. If the brothers sold the property, we go and take it away from the buyers to give her 10%, not for Mezonot, but for 10%. Ve'ata Amar Shniya Vitra, and you're saying that she forgoed on the 10%. How could she have forgoed on it if we would go and take it away from a buyer? So the Gemara says, Ve'im Ita. So hold on. So what's the reason over here? What's the reason that Rabbi Yochanan said she forgoes? And that Rashi says the answer is because she's getting half of the estate. There's 100% of the estate. The first daughter got 10%. Now the son died. So now they split the rest. So she's getting a lot more than she would have. She doesn't care about that 10% anymore. At least she gets a lot more. So that's why she forgoes on it. But the Gemara now asks, now we're getting to our point. Did Rabbi Yochanan hear of the opinion of Rabbi? Ve'im ita. And if it was so that he did not hear of the opinion of Rebbe, namely, he should have said, Man Amera, who was the author of this? When Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that, you can assume that he already knew the opinion of Rebbe, and he disagreed with it. So the Gemara says, V'dilma, no, maybe perhaps, Le'olam lo shmi'ale, maybe he never heard the opinion of Rebbe, V'chishmi'ale, and if he did hear it, Kabil, he would have accepted his opinion. Vishani hatam, and in this case it was different, Diika Revach Beta, because there is such a big benefit, such a big profit that the girl is getting. She's getting half the estate. She doesn't care about that 10%. Maybe that's the difference. But really he would have agreed to Rebbe. So Amar le Rav Yemar le Ravashi. Rav Yemar said to Ravashi, Elamata, if that's the case, Ashkacha Metziya, if this second girl went and found a lost object, she found something, Be'alma, a random thing, Diika Revach Beta. Excuse me, Diika Revach Beta, that there is a profit to her. We would also not give her the 10%, meaning any case of profit that she gets, so we don't give her the 10% anymore, she forgoes on it. Amar le, he said to him, no. Anna revach beta mehane nechaseka amena. I was talking about getting a profit from the father's estate. Since she's getting half the estate, she doesn't care about that 10%. That's what I was saying. Amar amemar, bat yoreshet avya. A daughter is considered an inheritor. Right? What is that? What's the nafkamina? What's the difference if she's considered an inheritor? So the way Rashi explains it is for the 10% of the property that she gets from the father's estate, it's considered an inheritance type. That, you know, the brothers can't come and convince her out of it and say, we'll give you money instead of taking this property, instead of taking this estate. She gets 10% of the whole estate. You can't convince her out of it.
Sorry, where did the 10% come from?
Sorry?
The 10% where it come from?
We said the Chachamim instituted 10% that for the she would get 10% for a dowry in the father's estate after the father dies. This is the institution. So the Gemara says, okay, Amar le Ravashi. Ravashi says, La'amemar, ilu ba'ile saluka bezuzei, hachanami de lo matzila saluka. What, if they wanted to come and convince her out of it and say, we'll give you money, don't take the 10%. Clearly, you know, they would not be able to do that, right? Amar le'in, correct, they would not be able to do that. I ba'el saluka b'chada araf, they wanted to come and give her one plot of land. Hachanami de lo matzi misalekla, clearly they would not be allowed to do that, right? They can't do that. Amar le'in, he said, yes, that's right. Rav Ashi amar, ba'alat chov havya. He said, no, bat ba'alat chov havya. The daughter is considered a ba'alat chov, meaning she's... she gets the inheritance, but it's not considered an inheritance. Rather, if the brothers want to come and convince her out of it and say, we'll give you money instead, they can do that. They can give her money instead of giving her the 10%. So the Gemara says, Ve'af Amemar Hadarbe, and even Amemar retracted his opinion. And he agreed to this. Damar Rav Minyomi Bereder of Nechomi, Hava Kaimna Kameda Amemar, I was standing in front of Amemar. Ve'ate Hayiteta Lekameh, and this woman came in front of him. The Havat Kaba'aya Isur Nechasim, she was asking for her 10%. Of the properties. Vechazite le da'ate, and we saw his opinion, de'i bai le saluka bezuzei, have misalikla, that if the brothers wanted to oust her by giving her 10%, some money to get her out of the 10%, they could have done that. De sham'e me'ache, we heard the brothers say, da'avu ka'amrila, they were saying to her, ilu havalan zuzei, if we had money right now, salikna bezuzei, we would have given you the money and taken away that 10%. Ve'ishtik, and Amemar stayed silent. You can agree that shetika kehoda adame, silence is like agreeing. Ve'lo amar lehu ve'lo midi, and he didn't say anything. So the Gemara says, ve'hashad da'amar, now that you say ba'alat chov havya, you say she's a ba'alat chov. The Abba or the Ache? Is she a Baalat Chov of the father or the brothers? Is she a creditor or owed debt, let's say, for example, to the father or the brothers? So Gemara says, "L'may nafkamina." What's the difference? So the Gemara says, "L'migba lebenonit shelo b'shvua v'ziborit b'shvua." Whether she should collect from the mediocre land without a swearing that she never took anything, or she only can collect from the worst land, but she has to do it with a swear saying that she never took anything. So Mai, what's the din? Tashma. So we come in and teach you. Deravina agbele brate deravashi. He collected for the daughter of Ravashi mimor bere from. Okay, so let's explain this. So Ravashi, essentially, Ravashi died, and he had a son named Rav Sama. Rav Sama, his son also died. While Ravashi was alive, his son died, and then Ravashi died. And then, whenever the daughter came to collect her portion, so there was another son of Ravashi named Mor Baravashi. And there was a grandson of Ravashi who came from Rav Sama who died. So she came to both of these, one of the child, Mor Baravashi, and the grandson of Ravashi, to collect her portion. So the case over here was Ravina collected the portion for the daughter of Ravashi from Mimor Bereda Ravashi, from Mor, the son of Ravashi, Benonit Shelo B'Shvua, a medium type of land without having to swear that she never took anything before. Mi Bereda Rav Sama, and the grandson of Ravashi, Bereda Ravashi, right, who Rav Sama was the son of Ravashi, Ziborit B'Shvua, a very bad land, but she would have to swear. What do you see from this? You're going collecting it from the brothers. So you see the Baalat Chov is from the brothers, really. That's what it is. So she's a Baalat Chov of the brothers, not of the father. Shalach le Rav Nechemia bered Rav Yosef. He had a question. Le Rabba Bar Avuna, for Rabba Bar Avuna. Zuta. Mi Neharda, from the place of Neharda. Ki atya ha'iteta lekamach. When this woman comes in front of you, Igba isur nechasim afilu mi'itztero b'la. You should collect the 10% from the properties, even from a mill base, right? They have a little mill, and it has a base. You should collect from that, and you should, even though it's considered really, it looks like movable property, you should look at it as if it's considered a karka, as if it's non-movable property. Amar Ravashi, ki avenun bari Rav Kahana, when I was in the home of Rav Kahana, hava megbinan afilu me'amla de beti, he collected this 10% even from rent. Whenever they would rent people out a home, they would collect rent, they would consider that rent to be non-movable property. This was the chidush, that they would pay her even from that type of rent. Shalach le Rav Anan, Rav Huna, Rav Anan, on the bottom of the page, Rav Anan sent a question to Rav Huna, Huna, the chavrin shalem, Huna, my friend, peace on to you. I hope everything is well. Ki atya ha iteta lekamach. When this woman comes in front of you, yigba isur nechase. Gather, collect the 10%. The 10% of the properties. So the Gemara says, Hava yativ Rav Sheshat kame. Rav Sheshat was sitting in front of Rav Huna. Amar le zil emale uveshamta yehem man delo amar le. Go and tell him. And someone who doesn't tell him, you should be in excommunication. Anan, Anan. He like made fun of him. Anan. He called him by his name. From properties or from movable properties? Which one? Which one do we collect from? So, Uman Yativ Be Marzecha. And not only that, Uman Yativ Be Marzecha Beresha. Who is sitting in the house of Marzecha at the head? So, these are the two questions that he asks. So, they sent back this question. Azal Rav Sheshad Le Kamed Rav Anan. Rav Sheshad went to Rav Anan. Amar Le Mor Rabba. My master is a master. V'Rav Huna Rabbe De Rabba. And Rav Huna is the master of you. He is your master. V'shamutei shamit mandelo amarle. And he told me that if I don't tell you this, I'll be excommunicated. Ve'i lav de shamit. If I wouldn't be excommunicated, lo hava kamina. I wouldn't say it. But anan, anan. Again. Mikarkae o mitaltele. Is it from property or from movable property? Uman yativ be marzecha barishan. Who's sitting in the house of marzecha at the head? So azal rav anan lekamed el mor ukva. Rav anan went to mor ukva. Did you see how Rav Huna sent a question to me? He called me Anan Anan. Ve'od, and not only that, Marzecha deshalach li lo yadana maynihu. I don't even know what this Marzecha he's talking about is. He keeps asking, who's sitting at the head in the Marzecha's house? What is Marzecha? So the Gemara says, Amarle, emali easy. So he says, tell me now. We're flipping the Amud. Gufa de'uvda hechi hava. What was the incident? What actually happened? Amarle, hachi v'hachi hava ma'asa. This was the incident that actually happened. So he said, Amarle, gavra de lo yada maynihu marzecha. Someone who doesn't know what a marzecha is, shalachle de Rav Huna. Huna chavrin, you're going to call Huna. You're going to call Rav Huna by his first name, Huna, my friend. What? You don't even know what a marzecha is and you're going to call him? You think you're so great to call him by his name? So my marzecha, what is a marzecha at the end of the day? And my answer is, Avel, it's talking about a mourner. Tichtiv, as the Pasuk says, in Yirmiyah, Ku amar Adonai, al tavo beit marzeach. Don't come beit marzeach, referring to the mourner, the house of the mourner. So amar Rabbi Abau, minayin le'avel shemesev berosh. And how do we know the mourner sits at the head? Shneimar, the Pasuk says, in Iyov, Ivchar darkam ve'eshev rosh. Right, he was a mourner. We know Iyov had a terrible life. His children, all of his children died. So it says he will choose a path and he will sit at the head. Ve'eshkon kemelech bagdod. He will reside like a king. Ka'asher avvelim yenachem. Like mourners, they comfort. Right? So the Gemara says, yenachem acherim mashma. When it says they comfort, it's not them being comforted. Yenachem means they are comforting others. Yenachem, they comfort others. So the Gemara says, Amarav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Yenucham Ktiv. Yeah, even though it's written as Yenachem, we read it Yenucham. Yenucham means to be comforted. Meaning they sit at the head of the table and the people come and comfort them. Morzuta Amar Mehacha. Morzuta says, no, we learn it from a different Pasuk. There's a Pasuk in Amos. Visar Mirzach, I think it is, Mirzach Seruchim. What does this mean? Mar Vizach Naaseh Sar LeSeruchim. Somebody who is bitter, meaning he doesn't have such a great life, he's a mourner, he will become an official, an officer for the Seruchim. He will become a gadol, that people come in and comfort him. Amar Rava, and Rava comes and says, Hilchata, the halacha is, Mimikarkae, you can collect that 10% from karka, from property, from land, velo mimetaltele, not from movable property, bein lemezoneh, whether it's for mezonot, bein leketubah, whether for the ketubah, bein leparnasan, whether it's for the parnasan. This is the halacha. So you can only collect the properties from, you can only collect these things, parnasan, mezonot, and ketubah from properties, not from movable properties. Okay, we'll stop there, we'll do 1 minute recap. We started in the Amud Bet, we had the first part of the daf, which was talking about, when does a woman lose out on the mezonot, when does she lose out on her parnasan? We gave two different opinions, Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Then the second part of the daf we got to, we said that parnasa is not like the conditioning of the ketubah. And we tried to go through what's the difference, who cares if it's like it or not. And we ended up saying that the difference is if the father says, you will not be support, you won't get mezonot from my estate, we don't listen to him. But if he says, you don't get parnasa from my estate, we do listen to him, because parnasa now becomes on the orphans. That was part number two. Part number three, on Samachten Amud Aleph, we jumped to, which was, we said, when do we remove from the buyers parnasa and mezonot? And we brought different opinions. We saw the opinion of Rebbe, we saw the opinion of Rebbe Yochanan, we saw the machloket. That was part number three. Part number four, which is the remainder of the daf, was that is a daughter considered an inheritor, or is she considered a balat chov? And what's the difference? The difference would be, can the brothers come and, you know, pay her out? Can they pay her? Here, we're giving you this money, we're giving you this one plot of land, and we're going to buy you out and not give you the 10%. So if she's an inheritor, they can't do that. But if she's a balat chov, they would be able to do that. Okay, we're going to stop there for today. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.